You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It must suck to be in the South Pacific and to not only enjoy this show, but to enjoy the weather. So welcome to the show, brother. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
We just had Drake Beecham on. Drake has been a regular on the show for years and years and years and years. Why Drake Beecham for your team? I might get my opinion because I really, really love this kid. But why Drake Beecham for you?
Well, I've known Drake for 5 years now. And, you know, it's a unique story. He's one of the few kids that actually pays for his own racing.
Right.
That's kind of how I got to know him. I didn't believe it at first. And then after being around him for a while and realizing he was cutting grass and whatnot, making his own money to pay for his own racing, I thought that was a pretty unique story for a teenager. And he was on Ninja 250 when I met him. And I like to watch the kids at the regional stuff. And when they're ready to jump to another bike, I like to put them on an SV 650 just so they can get used to riding a bigger bike and race against some old guys that got a little more knowledge under their belt. And then once they can catch the fast guys, they can move on to another class.
Little more hay in the barn, so to speak. So, there's, you've heard of Mario Andretti, obviously, but his son Michael lives across the street from a young man that I sponsor. I'm not going to name his name because it's really immaterial. But the point is, this young man is a wrestler. He was super proud when Andretti got him a sponsor, and it was a mattress company. And what did he get in payment? A mattress. So he's sleeping very comfortably. But the point is, Michael Andretti saw something in this young man that brought him up through the ranks all the way up to IndyCar racing, okay? Is that what you see in these kids? A lot of hopes, a lot of dreams, a lot of, maybe they don't even know. And I don't know that Drake really truly understands what his true potential is. Do you get that from him?
A little bit. I think he's better than his dad thinks he is. That's kind of a running joke. I think he's good. He just needs to be on the right platform to show his skills, and hopefully that's what we're going to do at Barber in a couple of days.
Russell, hats off to you, first of all, for your entire team. I mean, how many riders are you currently involved with that would technically fall under your umbrella? It's not a small group, usually.
Well, it's just a bunch of knuckleheads that ride SV650s.
Well, that's what we love.
I have a bunch of bikes, and we just, you know, if people need parts, they come to me. I usually have the parts. I got enough junk on the truck to build another bike, so it just kind of formed from there.
Russell, sounds like you're underselling it, dude. I mean, seriously, you're underselling it here on the program. But as far as prepping the bike, and the bikes, what goes into a competitive club level SV 650 as far as competing in the Motor America Twins class?
Well, believe it or not, they're pretty mild. Actually, you know, the bikes are good with some good suspension. Pipe and the power commander, a little bit of motor work if you can afford it all. It's all about the budget, you know, but the bikes are good. We've been racing them so long that we've kind of got, you know, what we call our own numbers for setup, and we get them in the ballpark, and they should just be able to go out and ride, not have to worry about fiddling with clickers on the suspension and changing ride heights and all that stuff. Just ride the motorcycle.
And the SV, speaking from personal experience, because I raced one at the wear level for quite some time and rode one even longer, awesome bike, as you've been absolutely outspoken about. It's the bike to, or one of the better bikes, it's certainly not the only one, for a beginning rider, someone who wants to learn how to go fast. If you can keep up with fast guys on SVs, you're riding one. What do you think about having, am I hearing right, 33-some riders registering for this weekend's event?
A record amount.
We've got 33 signed up. I know at least three that won't be there that are on the list, unfortunately. Maybe four now. And then I have a list of another 12 that have their license that are not coming. So it could have been 40 bikes.
That is amazing. Amazing. I mean, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's because I've been on a grid with over, I mean, once you get over 20 bikes, turn one is no joke. It is a serious melee, and I am so glad that I've got a, paid for a ticket, and I will be sitting on the hill watching this weekend.
Let's bring Drake Beecham on the program, back on the program. I should say, Drake, say hello to Russell.
Hey, Russell, what's up?
Why does he get to hog my time?
He's not hogging your time. The reason I brought him on, and Jack, my producer, is going, yes! Jack, this is not a stirring the pot thing. But, Drake, what is it about Russell that makes you go, you know what, owner, manager, etc., but I really want to win for him? Where does that come from? Because, quite frankly, you're one of the quick kids. You and I have talked about this before, and your dad, too. But Russell wants to make you go out there and race, but he never says that.
I mean, Russell has one of the biggest hearts in the paddock, if not the biggest heart.
Mm-hmm.
The most selfless guys out there. I mean, I'm not just blowing smoke up a skirt here. I mean, I'm, you know, from the bottom of my heart, I mean that, and so does my family as well. I mean, without a doubt, would not be here if it was not for him.
Okay, and I'm, by the way, I'm wearing a kilt. On the program tonight. Just got that last
No July. Smoke will be blown up it, sir.
No, and there's not been any volunteers either, by the way, so that's good for me. Drake, if you could pay a tribute to Russell and what he's done for the sport, not just you, okay, because this is a bigger question, I fear, but if there's a tribute you could pay, a compliment that you could pay to Russell, what would it be?
Giving my 100% out there on the track.
Okay, that's it. Time. Okay. Russell, let's go back to you. Travis Richard writes in, who is your favorite R-bomb rider and why? And if you say Drake, we'll hang up on him, and it's okay. But if it's not Drake, we'll keep him on the line. So who is it?
Well, Keith Burris has the stickers on his bike, and he's not representing too well, so I would like to see him ride a little bit faster. I don't really play any favorites, so, you know, it's all about, we're just there to have some fun, keep the mood light, let the kids ride. I don't really care who wins, who doesn't win. We just want to improve our lap times and, you know, improve the skill level so they can get to the next level.
I got a check from you earlier in the week, and it said, please try at least try to win. And I went, wow, that's from the boss. So I automatically rode the next five blocks to my office with a little bit more speed.
Full throttle.
And I parked like a son of a gun. I got to tell you, I parked so well, I took up only one spot with my Yamaha. And I'm just telling you that because, Russell, that's what it's about. Hey, do you encourage having fun, Russell? Is that the deal? I mean, because Drake, for us, has always been fun, but intense when it needs to be intense.
Riding motorcycles, it's the funnest thing you can do, especially on the racetrack. So, you know, if you go to the racetrack, we see a lot of the dads that put a lot of pressure on the kids.
Right.
You know, everybody wants to win, right? That's just the nature of it, but only one person can win the race.
Right.
We put 30 bikes on the grid, there's going to only be one winner.
Okay.
But if the kids ride good and they run competitive lap times, they run faster than they've ever ridden before, that's a win. And they have more fun when they're going fast.
PJ, final question goes to you before top of the hour.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to seeing you this weekend. Russell, I'm hoping we get to stop by and at least wish you well, your entire team, not just Drake, but everybody you've got running for you. You going to be well represented? Are we going to have a hard time finding your pits?
I don't think so. I think the word is we'll be somewhere on the skid pad. I don't think you'll have any trouble seeing the bikes. They all look the same.
Perfect. I will have an RV on top of the hill. We'll be looking for you.
About 5:30 on Saturday, there will probably be some adult beverages flowing.
Well, I've already started. About 1 o'clock today.
We'll have plenty in our trailer because we're not professionals.
I tested
racers, that is.
Yeah, your product is great. Ready to go. Russell, thank you so much. It's always good to talk to you, brother. Thank you so much for what you've done for our sport. Drake, you know how we feel about you, brother. We love you. And, I mean, with the utmost sincerity, from the bottom of my heart, you're one of our kids, and keep doing what you're doing for Russell and the rest of us, okay?
Will do. Appreciate it. Thank you.
God bless you guys. All right, coming up next, hour number two, by the way, Ryan Sipes, Taylor Robert, and a little open conversation time as well. Interesting week. We're going to talk, when we come back, we're going to talk about Malcolm Stewart, okay? A little bit about Malcolm's 2016-2017 season when he was without a ride. And then when Auto Trader and Yoshimura Suzuki called with a replacement for 2018, he answered the call. We'll tell you about that and more after this. You're listening to America's Motor Racing Talk Show.
Ready to up your game and learn more about the thrilling world of sports betting? Introducing Double Down with Breslow, the ultimate podcast about the business of sports gambling. Join me, James Breslow, and a long list of expert guests as we dive into the art and science of the sports betting industry. Evolving regulations, technology enhancements, and the meteoric rise in the number of players makes this sector the fastest growing and most intriguing in the world. Unlock the business secrets from many of the industry's most recognizable C-suite executives, including famous odds makers and influencers. Every episode of Double Down with Breslow is packed with insider tips, deeply skilled analysis, and in-depth discussions. Don't miss out on the ultimate resource for mastering the business of sports betting. Listen to Double Down with Breslow on the Evergreen Podcast Network or wherever you listen to podcasts. That's Double Down with Breslow, the business of sports betting podcast.